The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shemuot Daf Lamed Beis Daf Bein Started with Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther Ria Ben Allegra Ruach Hashem Tzinichem Ben Gan Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being said Refuah Shelema Mickey Ben Jamie Ena Refanado Pata Nefesh Pata Guf Refuato Kerem Alabo. Recording your Rosh Hashanah Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. We are starting from Amar Rav Papa. It's 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom. We're in the sugya over here where we just learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if a person is kofer bekarka, the guy denies that he owes the karka and he swears on it. So he's patur from such a shivua. Normally we have a case of shivuata pekadon. If a person swears falsely in shivuata pekadon, he has to pay back the item, he has to bring a korban asham, and he has to pay a homish, he has to pay a penalty. However, when the case has to do with karka, Rabbi Hanan says if a person was nishba l'sheker, he is indeed patur. So Amar Papa Mishamed Rabba Matniti Namidaika. Our Mishnah is meduyek. We can bring a ra'ayah from our Mishnah that you'll be patur on kifirat karka, denying karka. Diktani ganavta et shuri. Guy says you stole my ox. V'omer lo ganavti sayin steal it. Mishbi'acha ani. Right, I'm making you swear that you didn't steal. Ve'amar amen. And he said amen, and then he was more dead that he didn't that he indeed stole it. The din is hayav. So the Gemara continues. The ilu ganafta et avdi lo ketani. But it says only shori, only my ox. But it doesn't give a case where the guy comes along and says you stole my eved. My ta'amad av mishum the eved itkish the karkaot, because we know that eved is equated to karkaot. The end viviim korban al kefirat shemut karkaot. From the fact that the Mishnah left out the case of ganafta et avdi, so you see over there, eved is equal to karka. Therefore, you see the karka, you don't make a year, you're not chayava. Amar Rav Pape Mishnah Rabba. He says no. If you want to bring a ayah from the Mishnah, you can bring a ayah lehefek, the other side. Emasef azeh klal ko amishalem al pi atzmo hayav. That anybody that pays according to his own admission, so he's hayav to bring a korban asham if he was kofir first and he swore falsely. Now ve'she'enu mishalem al pi atzmo patur. And if you don't swear al pi atzmo, so then you're going to be patur, which means. Let's say in the case of Kenas. In the case of Kenas, where a person is patur from Asham, because he could exempt himself, because he's able to be modeh, and being modeh, he could be poter yourself. So any case that if you would admit, you'd be hayab to pay, so then you hayab shivuat to pekadon. But any case if you would admit, so you'd be patur, for example, a Kenas case, modeh metnas patur, so you'd be patur. So Gemara says, what do you have to give me a klal for? Zeh klal atu yemai. What is the cloud coming to include? Lav the etuye ganavta et avdi must be coming to include the case of what? That ganavta et avdi, even though that avadim can pay the karkaot, still it's going to be hayav. So therefore, you brought a raya from the resha of the Mishnah, bring a raya the hefek of the sefer of the Mishnah. Ela meha leka the Mishnah mina. You cannot bring any raya leka the Mishnah mina. You cannot bring any raayot from the case of the Mishnah. The resha of Mashma. The karkas patur, and the same as mashma that the zeh klal is coming to include abadim, include karka, therefore no ra'aya. Shivuat pekadon ketzad. So we said in the Mishnah, what's the case of shivuat pekadon? Teni pekadon sheyesh li biyadecha. Right? Give me the pekadon that you have for me. And the Gemara gave different examples over here. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Taru Rabbanan kalal. Okay, it's very important. Taru Rabbanan kalal. If a person was, let's say, he generalized many shivuot all in one shivuah, he's only going to be hayav one. We'll have to see exactly what that case is. Parat, however, if he delineated each one, he separated each one, hayav akol ahat v'ahat. So again, the Rebbe be meir. Klal is hayav one, and parat is hayav on each one. Now she says, klal, enu hayav elahat. Come in, mefaresh my klal or my parat. The Gemara is going to explain what the klal is and what the parat is. Okay? So we're going to continue. That's the first sheet that Rebbe Yehuda Amir. Shivuah, lo lecha, velo lecha, velo lecha. Right, to many people. I don't know you. Lo lecha, lo lecha, velo lecha. Hayav, akol ahat, ve'ahat. Because that's considered as if he made a shivuah on each one of the kefiras, and if it was going to be hayav korban for each one, if he was eventually mosmode. The B and the Eizer omer lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha shivua, which means according to the B and the Eizer, you have to say the word shivua at the end of the statement. So according to the Biuda, you're saying shivua at the beginning. Shivua lo lecha lo lecha velo lecha. That's considered each one separately. According to Bilei, no. You have to say, lo lecha, lo lecha, velo lecha, shivua. Then we say the shivua is going back on each one. Then we say, you're hayav al kol achat ve'achat. Only in that case where you said the shivua. At the end, it's considered it's going back on each one. However, if you said the shivua in the beginning of his statement, like according to Biuda, that shivua is going back on everything he said. So therefore, it's as if he made one shivua. Shivua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. It's like one shivua for all of them. However, when he says lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, then he says the word shivua, it's like each shivua is considered separate. So it makes a difference where he puts the... That's the Benezer. Where he puts the word shivua. Comes the Gemara, gives the last opinion from the Brayta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, Ad Shiomar Shivua Lechol Ahat Ve'ahat, which means he has to come along and say, Shivua She'en Lecha B'yadi, Shivua She'en Lecha B'yadi, each one. Yeah, that's similar to Brayta. So then we have, how many opinions in the Brayta? We have Rabbi Meir, we have Rabbi Eliezer, and we have Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Now, all Rabbi Meir said is on the klal Yehayav one, and on the prat Yehayav Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehizer, Rabbi Shimon, four shitot. Now, Rabbi Meir came along and said what? Klal Yehayav one, prat Yehayav for each one. But he didn't tell me what the case of the klal and what the case of the prat. We didn't get into klal and prat until we saw the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. That's considered a prat. So now the Gemara is going to come and say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, klalo shel Rabbi Meir. The case that Rabbi Meir considers a klal and therefore considers only to be hayav one for the Shivua, pedato shel Rabbi Yehuda. That's the prat case of Rabbi Yehuda, which means Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the prat case? Lo le Shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. That where the B with that says Yehayav each one. In that case, the B Meir is going to say that's considered a cloud case. Right. Okay. So she's a B with that. For the fact that we see he said that case must be the B Meir was arguing on that case and saying, well, you just called a prat. I call that a cloud. Now, cloud of the B with and the cloud case of the B with Prato shel the B Meir. Now, where do you see the cloud case of the B with that? They say Shivua she'en biyadi lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. Now, wasn't that the case of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda's case was lo lecha ve'lo lecha. There's a difference between the vav and not the vav. When did Rabbi Yehuda come along and say that you have a hayav kol achat ve'achat? Right, that was when he said lo lecha ve'lo lecha ve'lo lecha. When he came along and put the vav. So the vav separates each case. Lo lecha, velo lecha, velo lecha. But the Biuda will say when the guy said, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, he didn't put the vav, so therefore all of them is going to be A, the klal, the shuwa is going on all of them. So therefore, klalo shel Biuda. When the guy says, shuwa shel Biuda, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, perato shel Bimir. That will be the prat case of the Bimir, and so it's going to be hayab on each one. So again, there's a difference between the Biuda, if a guy says, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, or lo lecha, ve lo lecha, and ve lo lecha. When the guy says, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, or ve lo lecha with the vav, so that's considered the plot of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the klal of Rabbi Meir. However, the case where the Brayta didn't say this case, we're implying. The case of Rabbi Meir, which is considered a klal, that's the case where he did not say the vav, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. That's the klal of Rabbi Yehuda, so that's going to be the plot of Rabbi Meir. So comes together, she says, second line, klalo shel Rabbi Meir, zehu plato shel Yehuda. Mai sheshama Rabbi Yehuda, shaya ose Rabbi Meir, klal, which was obviously Rabbi Yehuda must have heard what Rabbi Meir called a klal. Dainu velo lecha, velo lecha. He must have heard him say velo lecha, velo lecha. Asa and Rabbi Yehuda prat. He made that case the prat case. So that's what he's reacting. When he said the Velo Lecha, Velo Lecha, he was reacting from what the Bimi must have said. The Bimi must have called that a klal, and the Bimi came along and said, no, I called that a prat. The Shamir and the Pratosher Bimi'ir, Hainu Lo Lecha, Lo Lecha. And therefore, what's the prat of the Bimi'ir? The prat of the Bimi is Lo Lecha, Lo Lecha. The E Lo, Maya Mi Pratar Bimi'ir. What's the case of the Bimi'ir's prat? Which is the Bimi'ir holds that what? That the prat of the B Yehuda is his klal, and therefore what? And that's the vav case. And what must be the prat of Rebbe Meir? That's coming to my without a vav. So the prat of Rebbe Meir is going to be the klal of Rebbe Yehuda. Who klalos Rebbe Yehuda? Tino lecha Rebbe Yehuda. Now we prat alo hashiva klal. Hashem lachem mai shenav lo lecha v'lo lecha. Okay, fine. So that's the way that Rebbe Yehuda was shuelos. Kamos going to have a different opinion. Rebbe Yohanan Amar hakol modim bevelo lecha shehu perat. Everybody agrees when you have the vav, lo lecha one, velo lecha that's two, velo lecha that's three. We make sense. The vavs definitely separate each of these shivuot. So where's the argument then? Lo nechnuku ela velo lecha without a vav. Should it be meir omer or the bimir old prat? The bottom line. Now when you say shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, the shivua goes on each one separately. In chayav for each of it, be uda omer. Klal. He says, no, it's considered one. The Ezu klalo shel Rabbi Meir. Oh, so what's the case where you have a klal of the Rabbi Meir? Because according to Rabbi Meir, we only have prat cases. The Rabbi Meir holds, whether you say, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, or certainly, lo lecha, ve lo lecha, ve lo lecha. So Rabbi Meir holds every case so far is prat. So where is the klal according to Rabbi Meir? So it's simple. Where he just says, Shivua she'en lachem biyadi. He says in general, I don't know lachem. Shivua to all you guys, I don't know you anything. So he didn't specify lecha, lecha, lecha. So whatever that would be the klal according to Rabbi Meir. Rashi, hakol modim bevelo lecha shuprat. Rabbi Meir lo paligat Rabbi Yehuda bevelo lecha v'achi kamar Rabbi Yehuda. Velo lecha hu da'a v'prata. Now that's so strange, because according to this, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said the velo lecha case, that's not the case we're arguing on. In the velo lecha case, everybody agrees. Rabbi Yehuda comes up and says velo lecha prat. Hazak Baruch. Rabbi Meir says also velo lecha is a prat. So it's a little strange the way we're learning it according to this opinion, that Rabbi Yehuda chose the illustration where he's agreeing with Rabbi Meir, the vav case. אבל לא לך כללה דלא השבועה קיימת כמו לפרס מכה דהיק רבי יוחנן תרווה לרבי מפרטיה ופי that we'll see exactly where he learned it from. So that's the difficulty in this way of learning. Because the Gemara says במאי כמה פניגו what's the מחלוק between these two ways of learning? שמואל דהיק מברייתא רבי יוחנן דהיק מנתיתא. So where they made the דיוק from? שמואל was מדהיק from the משנה from the ברייתא and רבי יוחנן made the דיוק from the משנה. שמואל דהיק מברייתא מדקאמר. From the fact that it's in the Brayta that we just learned, Rabbi Yehuda said velo lecha prata. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda chose the case of the vav and he called it a prat, must be he heard from Rabbi Meir that that exact case is the klal. So therefore, what Rabbi Yehuda calls prat must be Rabbi Meir calls klal. That we understand. Mechlal v'shemayin Rabbi Meir amar kalave ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda prata. Very good. That's the first way of learning. But Rabbi Yohanan amar tarvayu Rabbi Meir prata. Really, Rabbi Yehuda did not make a chiluk. He held what he say lo lecha or ve lo lecha. It's all considered prat. Amar Rabbi Yehuda beve lo lecha modin alach. And Rabbi Yehuda came and said, I agree with you in the case of velo lecha. However, velo lecha, but without the vav, pagin alach, which is according to this way of learning, according to Rabbi Yehuda said everything. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir said everything. I hold everything's a prat. Lo lecha, velo lecha. So Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, I modeh to you in the velo lecha that that's a prat. But in the lo lecha, is I don't agree. Now, Gemara Shmuel, ad de odeh le oduyeh, leflog alef flogeh. Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda, then why you tell me the case you agree? Give me the case where you disagree. I mean, if you hold it, according to the way of Rabbi Yohanan Zoni, everything's a plot. Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, ve lo lecha, lo lecha. So Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, I agree with you on the ve lo lecha, that it's a plot. Why are you giving me the case where you agree? If you're in a blight, you're giving me your opinion, give me the case where you argue. You should have gave me the case. I argue with you on the case of lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. So that's why Shmuel doesn't like the way Rabbi Yohanan is learning, because Rabbi Yohanan is a little difficult the way you set up. Because Rabbi Yohanan says, Rabbi Yohanan, Deikri Matnitim. Rabbi Yohanan learned his Shita from the Mishnah. Why may the Kamara be Meir? It said in our Mishnah that what? A guy, let's say, made a shivua to five people. What did it say? Shivua she'en lechem biyadi. That was Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Shivua she'en lechem biyadi. All five together. He was called out. All you guys, I don't know anything. So that's because they're nikhla lahave. Mikhla, I can apply from that case in the Mishnah. Di velo lecha, de velo lecha prata ave. Which means, I can assume that what? That only once you put them all together. However, in a case of velo lecha, that's considered a prat. And even if Bimi will hold that as a prat case. The isan kadatach velo lecha klalava. Because if you can tell me velo lecha is a klal, ad mashmalan shivua she'en lachim biyadi, tell me the bigger hadush. Neshvain and shivua lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha. Because she can't shivua she'en lachim biyadi. She says, why did the Bimi eat in the Mishnah? The Bimi eat in the Mishnah was looking for a klal case. So what's the klal case he gave? Shivua she'en lachim alayi klum. The Bihanan says, Rabbi Meir, if you hold that velo lecha is also a klal, so you should have gave me that chidush. Tell me even velo lecha is a klal. Tell me the bigger chidush. The fact that he only told me shiva she'en lachem must be that the velo lecha is a prat. Never even Rabbi Meir agrees that the velo lecha is considered a prat, and the argument is only to be done in the lo lecha without a vav. Again, it was medayek from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was looking to teach us a klal case. So what's the klal case that he taught me to be Meir? Shiva she'en lachem. All you guys put together. If you're looking for a klal case, tell me a bigger hadush in a klal case. If you tell me the case, velo lecha. Ela must be, if you didn't tell me the velo lecha case, must be because you all do the velo lecha is considered a prat. Also, if that's considered a prat case, so then what? The velo lecha is a prat case, and therefore what? There's no argument in that case because of Yohanan. Everybody knows the velo lecha is considered a prat. And where's the machloki going to be in the case of without the vav? Ushwel Amar. Shwel comes along and says, Kola Omer. Velo lecha komer shivua she'en lachem biyadi. Exactly. According to Shmuel, he says there's no difference between saying shivua she'en alay lachem or velo lecha. It's synonymous. Could have been Meir. Could have picked either case. No one case is more chedush than the other. According to the Yohanan, he said, no, if you want to tell me the chedush, don't tell me the case of klal of lo lachem. Tell me a more chedush case. Velo lecha, velo lecha. According to Shmuel, he says, no, velo lecha is equal to lachem. There's no difference in the lashon because the vav is so klal. It's kolel. Not to you.
Talking to him.
Yeah, so according to Shmuel, it's so obvious that the vav is kolel. There's no difference. There's no. It's so obvious that it's a kolel. So he could have picked any case he wanted to. So just because he picked that case doesn't mean it's the exclusion of that case. That's what Shmuel is not medayek from the Mishnah. Tanan give us a question according to Shmuel from Amishnah. Our Mishnah clearly says lo lecha velo lecha velo lecha. So it says that's considered a prat. And Yechayav on all one. Now we know Stan Mishnah is the B Meir, and the Mishnah clearly says when you have the Vav is a Prat. Shmuel, you told me that what? That that's considered according to the B Meir with the case of the Vav, that's considered a Klal. You told me Prato shel the B Yehuda is Klalo shel the B Meir. Now the B Yehuda's Prat was the Vav. And that must be the klal, but the Mishnah clearly says that the vav is considered a prat, and Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Gemara says Tini lo lecha. I take out the vav from the Mishnah. Tini lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. If you take out the vav, then the reddiction was okay. Instead of the Mishnah saying lo lecha ve lo lecha ve lo lecha, make Mishnah say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. It's a prat.
Just taking out the vav.
Take the vav. Yeah. Now I agree that that's already a darn. The Gemara is going to do this a couple of times. Where you just doctor up the Mishnah to make it work out. And the Gemara is going to finally say, what? The Tana didn't know how to write the Mishnah. Every case was wrong. That's what the Gemara is going to fall off this eventually. But already you're taking away a vav from that case. The Gemara says, another question. Tashema. We have a continuation of our Mishnah. Teni pekadon utzumityad against the avida. The guy comes with three claims. I want the pekadon that you owe me. Utzumityad is the loan that you owe me. And the gez is four cases. The gez that you owe me. And the avida that you owe me. And the guy comes along and says, Shibua shen lechabedi pekadon utzumityad gez of the avida. The guy delineates each case with hayav korban on each one. That's going to the Bimeir. Now, there's a vav over here. Ve'gezer, ve'aveda, ve'ris, ve'dat. And you see what it means, all the vav makes it a prat. Question again, Shmuel. Gemara answers, Tini, tzumet yad, gezer, aveda. Take away the vavs. Okay, it's the second time we take away the vavs. In order to make Shmuel good. Okay, and Shmuel holds what? Shmuel holds, according to the Meir, the vavs make it a cloud. Now we have a problem. We have cases in the Mishnah with vavs that are prats. Gemara's answer is, take away the vavs. Mishnah doesn't have the vavs. Okay, touching about third question. Tenli chitin osurin v'kusmin. Give me chita, se'ora, kusmin. The guy comes along and says, shvashin le'yadi chitin osurin v'kusmin. And the Mishnah says that's considered a prat. And you have a vav. That's the question again. So, what do you think the answer is going to be? Tenli se'orin kusmin. Take away the vav as well in order to make it fit according to Shemuel. So now the Gemara comes along and says, ve'aitana kol hachesh shabish taneh v'azir. But the Tana was Meshubash. Every single case, we have it with a Vav. And you tell me it's a mistake and everything's without a Vav, that's too much. I like to come along and say every single case in the Mishnah was stated incorrectly. Oh, so therefore we have to go back and say really the Mishnah had the Vavs. And if the Mishnah had the Vavs, and the Mishnah's calling that a Prat. Problem is, Rav Shmuel, you called it, according to the Bimeir, you called it a Klal. So how are you going to get out of the Mishnah? Ela Hamani, our Mishnah is going like who the be? Our Mishnah you have to say is not the be Meir. Fine to be Damar. That's the case over there. That what? Where Kohen had machshavot pesulot. Kohen had bad thoughts when he was bringing the korban. So the Yehuda says in Masechet Zevachim, Lo Shena Kezayit Kezayit. Doesn't matter if he said Kezayit Kezayit, Velo Shena Kezayit Ukezayit. Whether he said Kezayit. Ukezayit, there's no difference between the psul over there, whether you put it with a vav or whether you didn't put it with a vav, which means what? Perata have all these cases are considered two separate sayings. What did you do with Kezayit Bechlal over there? I don't know, I'll see it in Nashi, but I just want to show you conceptually that a be without hold, whether you have a vav, whether you don't have a vav, it's considered a plot. So therefore, the author of our Mishnah is really going to take the Ben HaKadosh, the be that says the vav. Is considered a prat. Now, what is this case of a kezayit or kezayit? Okay, that's what Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi, right in the middle. The Masechet Zevachim, Perek Sheni. La Shena Shochet Tazebach Amenat Lechot Kezayit Lamahad, Kezayit Bahutz. Yeah, Pigul. What's Pigul? Like on the Kohen slaughtering the Korban or doing the Avodah, he has Kabbalah, let's say he's going to eat the Korban, Chutz Lizmano. Outside of its time. That's posel the korban, makes the korban pigul. Or he says he's going to eat the korban chutz lemekomo, outside its place. Let's say outside the walls of Jerusalem. Stick of that, exactly. That makes the korban pigul. If he has a machshava chutz lezmano or chutz lemekomo, so the korban becomes posel. And the one that eats that, by the way, is hayav karet. Pigul is hayav karet. So she says, kezayit bechutz. Okay. I'm reading again. Masechet Zevachim, Perek Shnida, Shena Shochet Tazebach, Menat Lechot Kezayit Lemahar. Kezayit Bachutz. There's two Kezayits in a row. Kezayit Lemahar, Kezayit Bachutz. Kezayit of the animal. I'm going to eat one Kezayit tomorrow, past its time, and one Kezayit outside of its place. La Shena Kezayit Lemahar, Kezayit Bachutz. Doesn't matter which way he said it, which one he said first. Pirata Have. It's considered a Prat. Vet Machshavotin. It's considered two separate Machshavot. Ve'tafis et harishona ve'have pigud, which means once already you said the first one. Let's say pigud in his mind. I'm not saying in his mind. He thought kezayit outside of its time. Let's say so that already the pigud is hal, because once in order for pigud to be hal, there cannot be any other isud on the animal. So therefore, when the guy, the first machshava of chutz lezmano or chutz lemekomo, so it's chal. Dari pigul v'shuv en machshava shniya motziato mide pigul. The second machshava is nothing, because once already the korban is asud already, the second machshava pigul is not going to make it isud. Ali bad Rabbi Yehuda damar hatam zeklal kol shemachshavat hazman. He holds that when the zman comes before the makom, exactly, pigul, the haimah chilato karet. Umatitin the akar bi velav rebi meir. So therefore, according to the Yehuda, he says what? What's got to come first? The zman's got to come first. So therefore, if And he holds what?
Square karet for the mashara.
Feeding it.
If you ate
the korban now. Yeah, this is mashara. Piguz and mashara. Piguz and mashara. Not even feeding it. Of course, not feeding it. For this korban over here, that's chutz that you had kabana when you brought it. Chutz is manu. You made a piguz. Yeah, absolutely. שהכהן מתכוון בשעת העבודה לאכול בבשר הקורבן אחרי הזמן, מחשבה זו הנקראת גם מחשבת פיגול פוסל את הקורבן. והאוכל מקורבן זה, even in the right time. That's the point. You ate in the right time. Right, that's פיגול. You ate it 2 minutes after. Doesn't matter. Since the מחשבה was outside of its time, it's a problem. Then חוץ למקומו, same thing. You ate it one, you had come out outside of the thing. Now it's just like this. דין פיגול אין נוהג אלא בקורבן שאין בו פיסול נוסף מבד מחשב את הפיגול. פיגול only hits on the animal when that's the exclusive איסול that's on the animal. Now אם יש פיסול נוסף בקורבן כגון another מחשבה whatever it may be, הקורבן פסול אך אין בו קרת. Good. Now אמנם נחלקו לביהודה והחמים. החמים סוברים שגם אם הפיסול הנוסף נעשה בקורבן אחרי מחשבת הפיגול מתבטל דין הפיגול ואין קרת. Which the Hachamim hold, even if the extra isur is tacked on after the animal became pigul already, the pigul is not chayav karet anymore. Whereas according to the Yehuda, he says no, if the pigul came first, even though another isur came afterwards, if the pigul came at a time where the animal was had no other isurim on it, even though another isur was tacked on, doesn't matter. So therefore, according to the Yehuda, the guy said, the guy's machshava kohen was chutz lezmano v'chutz lemekomo. Now, since he holds that the vavs are a chiluk, so therefore, when he said chutz lezmano, it hit. Now, even though later on he said v'chutz lemekomo, it doesn't matter because that isur was tacked on after the original pigul was on there, and it was going to be hayav. The Yehuda lo matzosu v'shiim b'shata pigul. לא היה עדיין פסול נוסף חל דין פיגול הקורבן וחייב קרת וחיוב זה יישאר אף אם אחר כך יצטרף פסול נוסף. אוקיי? That's the case. חוץ לזמנו and then חוץ למקומו. אוקיי, החכמים לא קרת וחוץ רבי יהודה יהיה קרת. אוקיי, הגמרא שם מביאה שיטת רבי שאין הבדל אם ביטה את שתי המחשבות בזה אחר זה עם וו או בלעדיה. What if he said כזית למחר, כזית בחוץ, או כזית למחר וכזית. No, it does not matter. In both cases considered separate מחשבות, and therefore since the first מחשבה the פיגול came before the second מחשבה, the Rabbi Yehuda said it's חל. Okay, so what do you see over here? That according to the Bivaz are considered trats, and therefore our Mishnah is going like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Comes and says one more question on Shmuel. Tashema, I bring you a question from Shmuel himself. Medide, well, actually from Rabbi Meir himself. Because you hold there, let's get Shmuel clear. Shmuel, you hold according to the Bimeir that what when you have the vavs are considered a klal. That's what the Shmuel are. The vavs make it a klal. But what are you talking? I have a statement of Rabbi Meir himself that says what? Rabbi Meir omer al Mishnah. Rabbi Meir omer chita usora bekusemet. I take it back. Rabbi Meir omer afilu chita usora bekusemet chayav al kol achat v'achat. Guy comes and claims against his friend. You owe me chitin seorin bekusmin. He said it in the plural language. Chitin seorin bekusmin. The guy comes and says shivua. I make a shiva shen libi adi chita usora bekusemet. So the Rabbi Meir said, even if he said chita in the singular term, chita usora bekusemet, even in that case, he's going to be hayab for each one. Now, what's the e exactly? What's the even? So the Gemara says, what do you mean even? He's coming up to say that even if you put the vav. Which means, even you put the, that's what he's saying, even though you put the vav, the haita, us'ora v'kusemet, still you see what is considered a prat. The even is clear, not only in the case where you put them all without a vav, even in the case where you put a vav, is going to be considered a prat. So Kamsi Yabran says, Tini haita se'ora kusemet. Leave that afidu. before the Gemara gets to the Afilu item, the Gemara is just working on the Vav item. It clearly says, Chaita, Usora, Vikusemet, Hayav HaKol Ahad Ve'ahad. Oh, ooh. And you say, Hayav HaKol Ahad Ve'ahad. Take out the Uz. Chaita, Seora, Kusemet. Gemara says, Mai Afilu. But the Afilu is a problem. Because it's more logical to say that when you put the Vavs, that it is separate. And that when you don't put the Vavs, that it is all one. So you don't say Afilu with a Vav. It's the other way you should have said Afilu without a Vav is considered a Prat. Which means, from the fact that it says over here the word Afilu, that's a problematic. Which means, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that according to the Girsa and the Mishnah's Chita, Us'ora, Vekusemet, let's go slow. According to the opinion that says the Vavs are in there, so I understand Afilu. Even though you said Vav, even though you said this item over here, the Kavanah is what? As if it's without a Vav, and if it's considered a Prat. Not only that, but what din imamar ken be Vav, when you said it with a Vav, it's considered a Prat. Again, my Afilu. Rabbi Yochanan, Shagirsa is chita usora vekusemet with a vav. The kavanah is like this: Shelo rak imar chita usora kusemet belo vav. The Hashem adavar prat. Ela wadini imu amad ken bevav. But imagirsa is chita usora kusemet. But if he's saying it's without a vav, like you're learning now, uchtad shemuel shim amad bevav. This is considered a klal, and if we're not going to be chayavad, mau afilu shemar bimir. Exactly what she is. I got. Afilu is mashma that not only this case, even this case. According to the B, Yochanan, you have two cases that he holds as the prat. So you can say, not only a case where he didn't say, where he did say, where he didn't say the Vav, even a case where he didn't say the Vav, which means you have two cases of prat. But according to the way Shemuel learned, according to the B, you only have one case of prat. The one case of prat is what? Where you didn't say the Vav. So what are you saying? Afilu. No, Afilu is the only case. I repeat again. Whenever you say, the Gemara's question is, whenever you say even, it's must be there's two cases. Not only this case, but even this case. According to me, that makes sense. Because if you're honest, according to me, there's two cases of plot. Whether you said the Vav or you didn't say the Vav. Good. So you say, Afilu with the Vav. Not only without the Vav, even with the Vav. Good, I have no problem with that. But according to the way Shemuel's learning, that the only case of the plot is without the Vav. So what's the Mishnah saying? Even when you didn't say that, yes, it sounds without the Vav. Even when you didn't say the Vav. What do you mean even? Only when you didn't say the Vav. According to the way she was learning, the word Afilu doesn't make any sense. It was Amar, Rabacha, Beren, Rabhika, Afilu, Chita, Bechlal, Chitin, Usora, Bechlal, Seudin, Bekosemet, Bechlal, Kusmin. Yeah, misunderstood that Afilu. Really sure I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir holds that the only case of Prat is where you have, where you don't have the Vav. And when you have the Vav, it's considered a Klal. And our Mishnah is without the Vav. And therefore our Mishnah, that's why it says it's a Prat. What's the Afilu? Not to include another case. Afilu meaning even though he said it in a singular term, it's like he denied the entire item. That's all. I just saw terminology on singular and plural. The guy came and said, you owe me chitin, you owe me kusmin, you owe me seorim. What did he deny? He denied one chita, he denied one kusemet, and he denied one seora. So even in that case, it's going to be hayab, because you might have said, he didn't deny what was being told to him. The guy told me, you owe me chitin, and he was kufir chita. Kama shmanan, chita is a species. He was kufir the species of it, and it was considered the whole item. The Afilu was not going on another case of Prat. Really, according to Shmuel, there's only one case of Prat, according to the Bimir. And that's the case where he did not say the Vav. And that's why you have to change the Gersata Mishnah, Chita, Seora, Kusemet. And that's the only case of Prat. What's the Afilu in that case? Even though he said it in a singular terminology, and he was being claimed a plural terminology, it's still considered a denial, because Chaitan means a species, whatever the Chaitan that you're planning against me, and therefore it's going to be Chayab. Okay. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Ten li pikadonu tumet yad gazera vedashiz biyadecha. I'll give us like this. We said in the Mishnah, Tehni chitin usodim, kusmin. Give me the chitas, ora, kusimet that you have over there. Now the guy says, "In becha biyadi klum, I have nothing." So he said, "He's only chayav one." But if he came along and said, "In biyadi evetid osorin vekusmin," then we say, "Chayav akol ahad ve'ahad." Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan made a statement. Peruta mekulam mitzarefet. That if through all the tiviot that he had, if you count them all up, it equals to Shavei Peruta. To deny, you got to be worth a Shavei Peruta. Deny something that's just a Shavei Peruta, even though you were lying, it's not considered a Shavua, it's not considered a Hayav Korban, and therefore it's nothing. That statement is, even if, let's say, altogether, in the Hatim, the Se'urim, and the Kusmin, collectively, it was considered with a Shavei Peruta of denial, therefore the Shavua is going to be considered a Shavua Sheker, and therefore it's going to be Hayav Hashem, and there's all that. It's got to be at least with a Shavei Peruta. To be honest, you can mistaref all the items to come to the Shavua Peruta. That's the court's opinion. Quite the case where you're going to be chayav, but it's going to be on the peruta. You're not going to discuss that right now. Now, peligi ba rava chav ravina. Machlok, I don't understand the Yohanan statement. Had amar, one learned the case where a guy says yachayav korban al kol echad veechad. What did he say? Shivua she'en lecha biyadi, lo kusmin velo chetin velo seudin. So he says yachayav on each one. Aperate mechayev. Aklale lo mechayev. In that case, how many korban are you going to be chayav? Shivua she'en lecha biyadi, lo chetin, lo se'urin, velo kusmin. I would have said three. Chetin, se'urin, kusmin. You made it each one separately. So that's what he says. Aprate mechayev. You're going to be chayav korban for each prat that you said in your kefirah. When you said chetin, se'urin, kusmin, so you're three ashamot. However, aklale lo mechayev. He's not going to be chayav an extra korban when he says shivua she'en lecha biyadi. In the beginning, he made a klal statement. Before he delineated, he said what? Shivua she'en lecha biyadi. Then he said chetin se'urin kusmin. So the first rabbi says, I consider he only said three shivuot. I don't consider the first general shivua one shivua, and if I'll tack on another, for right, they said the whole thing. Exactly. So the first rabbi says you don't count the first general statement as anything. So Shivua Shein Lecha Biyadi is not considered anything. That's not considered a part of it. Okay? So then, and Behadamar, what's the other shita that says? Aklade Nami Mechayev. Wow. You hayav a separate korban on the general statement that you said in the beginning. Shivua Shein Lecha Biyadi. Right? He's saying, it's like you said Shivua Shein Lecha Biyadi Klum. So the questions are going to be Hayat 3 or 4. Now what is it going to do with this Mahlokin over here? Look at Rashi now. Look at Rashi. We did that big Rashi. Now we got to do over here. Hadamar. Aprate mechayev. Aklale elo mechayev. Hayav al kol achat ve'achat. That would have said in the Mishnah that Hayav for each one. Diktani matnitin. Hayav shalosh ka'amar. Hayav 3. Hada achitin ve'hada aseurin ve'hada akusmin. Arba'a lo mechaybin ande. The Mu'imah to say, Shivua she'en lecha biyadi, hada Shivua ba'pin nafshehu. We're not going to say that's considered one separate Shivua. Shekalal ba, e'en lecha biyadi klum. But you might, because you could learn it, that the Shivua she'en lecha biyadi is like Jackson. Shivua she'en lecha biyadi klum. And then he went, Haita, Seora, Kusemet, therefore I consider the first one a separate Shivua. Ve'halor parat lo chativ lo kusru lo surim, e'la prata, Pirusha Deshua. In other words, that the Prat is explaining what he meant in the beginning. Shivua She'en Lecha Meyadi. She'en Lecha Meyadiyu. Now, Bechi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Piruta Mekulan Mestarefet. Now, go back to Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan said that the Piruta is Mestarefet from all of them. Lav Asifat Matnitin. The Chayav Zan Kol Achad Ve'achad Kai. It cannot be going on this case. Because this case, he made a shivua on each one separately. You don't make siruf when each shivua is considered separate. You understand? Because if he said, Haita, Se'ora, and Kusim, to me, each considered a separate shivua, each one's got to be worth a peruta on its own. They came into Kol Chadim Chadim Ben Afshe, which is each one separately. Lo Mitzarfe, Ela Aresha. What's the case of siruf going on then? Amar Shivua She'en Lecha Biyadi, Enu Chayab Ela Achat. Which means, if the guy made the general in the beginning case, and in that case, is a klal. So it's saying, even though there was no shemit perut on each one of the items, you can mitzaref all the items to include it. Which means, we want to know where Rabbi Yohanan made his statement. Rabbi Yohanan said, you can make a siruf. What siruf you can only make in a klal case. But in a prat case, you cannot make a siruf. So if you're going to learn that in the prat case, that you now have on the klal that you said in the beginning, so then it's only a prat case, so then there's no siruf. Mashi'enken, according to the opinion that says that even in the prat case, you have on the klal, shivua, in the beginning, so Rabbi Yohanan was talking about even in that case, you can make a siruf. Because since he's chayav, he said in the beginning, shivua, she'en lechem biyadi. Right, there's a klal. So Rabbi Yohanan could come down in that case as well. And then even though he said, Chita, Se'ora, Vekusimit, Kusimit, doesn't matter. Since there's a klal in that case, so that we can send it all into a shiur of a shaveh peruta. Odd pound. Rabbi Yohanan made a statement and said, what? There is siruf. You can send it all the three items to get to a shaveh peruta. Siruf is only going to work in the case we have a klal, where you're putting them all together. Then I can send it. So now the question is, in the case where you said, Shiva Shein Lekabi Yadi, Loze, 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 is that Shiva Shein Lekabi considered a klal at all? First of all, that's not a klal. It's all prate. The Rambam was not talking about that case to make siruf. The Rambam was talking about the case of siruf where you said shuwa she'en lechem yadi klum. Then you can study it. But according to the other rabbi, it says that even in that case of the prate, the first shuwa that he made is a klal. So even in that case over there, you can say it's siruf because bottom line was kolel then initially in his opening statement. That's the Gemara wants to say. So now the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You want to tell me that I have an additional shuwa on the opening statement when the guy said Shiva She'en Lekabi Yadi Lo Zeh Lo Zeh Lo Zeh? I understand Lo Zeh Lo Zeh, you want to tell me it's three separate, no problem, but you want to tell us the opening statement is a klal? The Bihaya came along and said Hare Kan Hamesh Esri Hataot Vim Ita Esrim Havyan. The Bihaya counted in our Mishnah in a case where, let's say, five guys came to the guy and each guy came along with three claims. What were the three claims? Chita, Se'ora, V'kusim. So again, how many Shavuot is going to give me Hayab? Five guys, each guy came with three claims. So he says Hayab 15. But according to what we're learning, it's not 15. It's 20. Because you got to get them on the general. The general's Hayab for each one. Because each guy swore to the five guys, Shavuot, She'en, Lechav, Yadi. That's one right there. That's another five. So according to you, that counts the general. What are you telling me? 15? It should be 20. That's Gemara's question. Gemara says, "Hai tana defrateka hashiv dechaluk lo hashiv." He's not counting the clouds. He was counting the prat. When he gave you the number, he was giving you a prat. He wasn't counting the clouds. It's really 20. Gemara says, "What are you talking?" They had. Now we go the other way. They had tana defchaya harekan eshrim hataot. Oh. According to this opinion, he says it's 20. But according to the other rabbi, it doesn't count the klals, it's only 15. How you know Rabbi Hayyad says it's exactly 20? Hayi, apkadon, utsomet yad, vegazel, v'aveda. The 20 cases talking about where there were four claims each guy leveled. Four claims leveled by five guys comes to 20. If you don't get to count generals, he was only counting prats. We thought originally you were counting three claims per guy, five guys, into 20. The only way you can come to 20 is count the prats, the 50, get you to 15, 3,000, plus the clause, get you to 20. Question on the opinion that you don't count the clause. He said, no, I don't count the clause. These are all prats here. Because he's going on the case where there was five guys and there's four claims against him. 5 times 4 is 20. Comes goes about me here. Rav Nachman. Okay, now I have a question on Rohan. Are you Hamisha Tuvimoto? Five guys are claiming him, yeah? I don't know. Ten Lano Pekadon, Tesumetia, the Gezer, the Abeda, Sheshviadeka.
There's all the items.
Amade had Mehem, he tells one of them. Shavua, She'en Lechabiadi, Pekadon, Tesumetia, the Gezer, the Abeda. After he says it to one of them, then he turns to the others and says, Velolecha, 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 Mahu. So now you can look at it two ways. One way I look at it is what? Well, since he didn't make a shivat technically to each guy, he just made a shivat to one of them. Then he added them, Lolecha, Velolecha, Velolecha. Achadam Mechayev. Maybe I'll say it's only be Hayav. One. Because I'll say that the Velolecha is a general item. Right? Then how many korbanot will be hayav? He should be hayav 8 korbanot. 4 for the first guy that was kofir, and then one general. Each guy. One for each guy. Lo lecha as a general. 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 Doesn't say that we're learning now? Again. Guy says, Shivua, 5 guys come to him, he always says these 4 things over there. The guy tells the first guy, you? Shivua, she'en no ze, ve no ze, ve no ze, ve no ze. And he says, ve no lecha, ve no lecha, ve no lecha, ve no lecha. So one guy he was specific on. So that guy's for korbanot right away. Then he was more there. But then the other 4 guys, it's considered general to each guy. So if you have one for the other one, so altogether you bring 8 korbanot. That's one way of learning. Or what's the other side? Or dilma kol hada v'hada mehayev. Or maybe no. Maybe lo lecha v'lo lecha in this case followed by a shivua that was specific. Maybe the lecha is like, keep it. You know. Just so to you whatever I just said, so to you what I just said, and then I have 4 for each guy. I have 20. Nice. Let's give us a question. Tashema. Netani Libhaya Hare Kan Esim Hataot. Oh. Really? Libhaya said 20. Hechidame. I de Parish. Rabbi Chaya Minyana Talashmirinan Ela La Delo Parish. Ushma bin Apiratahave. Exactly. Rabbi Yahya came on and said, by the way, Yahya 20. In which case did he say 20? You think he said 20 in the case where the guy said to each guy, Loze, 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 Bitita et biti. Okay, let's go. Guy comes along to the guy. You raped. You guys say, you raped my daughter. Or you seduced her. He says, no, I didn't do that. Now, what is he really saying by saying you raped my daughter? You owe me money. How much money? 50 shekel kesef. And that 50 shekel kesef is a knas. Besides the knas, there's a monetary payment of boshet. And pegam, embarrassment to the girl, to the family, the pegam to the family, and all that. Okay, fine. That's a big hadusha. Comes along to the guy, you owe me for this. He didn't say what you owe me. He just said you raped or you seduced. And we don't know what he's coming for. Is he coming for the knas? Is he coming for the monetary side of it?
Is it or both?
Was he coming for both?
No, or.
Upiti does like all. Or it could be like all. Now, in this case, when Rabbi Shimon said, bottom line is patur. Rabbi Shimon looked at the case as the guy's coming for knas, and therefore there's no shivat to pekadon on knas, because he could have got out of it anywhere by being modeh, so therefore there's no case. And Tana Kama said, no, it's chayav. Because Tana Kama looks at it as if, besides the knas, there's monetary over here. Because there's 3 payments, there's boshet and pegam, which is monetary, and then there's the knas of the 50 kesef. So the Mishnah said, it's knas. There's no shuwa to pick it on. The rabbi said, that's monetary. Give me an explanation. Amar v'ya bar abba, amar v'ana maita bar the Mishnah, who il be'ikar knas hu toveya. The main claim of the father is knas. And therefore, even though there's monetary that's in the claim over here, but when the guy is saying, I didn't do it, he's being kofed on knas. Because that's the main claim. Why is that the main claim? I don't know why that's the main claim. We have to see why. But that's what Rabbi Shimon says. That's the main claim. He was Amar of a mashal. Rabbi Shimon namad davar dome. He says, I'll give you a mashal if you want to understand Rabbi Shimon's case. La'adam shuwan ha'averotin li'chitin u'sorin li'kosmin shesmi adicha. Give me a chitah sa'olah u'skatiyah. Amar lo shibu'a she'en lecha b'yadi chitin. He says, I swear to you, I don't have chitin. V'shtekach di'chitin u'delet. And we found that really doesn't have Chitin, seurim v'kusmim itle. But he has other stuff. The patur. Why? The chi ishteba chitin. Because when he made the shuwa chitin, akushta mishteba. He really swore truly. Now on the rest of the tavod, he ought to never made a shuwa. Similarly over here, which is even though the guys hayav boshet and pegam, but on the claim that they claimed them, he was telling him it because he's learning the main claim was what. Knas, you owe me. The father said, hey, you owe me the knas. He said, I don't owe you anything. Meaning, based on what you were claiming. That's like a guy claiming three items. Yomi Chatin, Saurin, Vikusmin. And the guy denies Chatin. When the guy denies Chatin, he's Patur. Because he didn't have Chatin. So similarly over here, the thing that I denied the Knas. The other stuff, Moshe Rabbeinu, I never denied. So I shouldn't be Hayab. So Gemara says, Muhammad Abaye, Midame, Hatam, Bechatin, Kakafarle, Besaurin, Vikusmin, Lo Kakafarle. What kind of example is that? Over there in the case of the Chaitin, he was kofer in Chaitin, but he was modeh at least on the other stuff. Here, he's being kofer on everything. When the father says, you raped my daughter, he's saying, I never did it, I don't know anything. He's not only being kofer on the Knas, he's being kofer on the Mammon as well. What bam? Rabbi Shimon came over and said, Patu. Mashal, ma davar dome. I'll give you a beautiful mashal, he says. Guy comes over and says, you owe me Haitin, Saurin, the Kusmin. He says, I don't know you Haitin. Sure enough, they find out that he doesn't know him Haitin. He's not lying on the Haitin case. So, therefore, he's not Hayab Shavua. He's not Hayab. Right? He says, Dechi Ishtaba Haitin, Akushtam Ishtaba. He swore Emet. And other things he didn't swear at all on. So, similarly over here, what? The guy came along and said, give me my money, you madness, my daughter. I didn't do it. So I said, I say that. He's not talking about the bush and the begam. He's just putting himself on the knas. Okay, well, I said, what are you talking about? Over here, when the guy says, no, anasti, I don't tell you anything, he's screaming kofir on the knas, he's being kofir on the bullshit, he's being kofir on the begam. Why should he be khayab? He's being kofir on everything. It's not like he's being kufir on one item more on the other item. He's kufir on the whole thing. So he goes, hello, dame, you want to know what's comparable to case, this case too? Give me a chatin, usim, kusmin. Shvua, shen, lechabi, adi, klal. And the guy says, I don't know anything. Vishteka, chatin, udelete, hasim, kusmin, ite. And you find out that he has two out of the three items. The mechayev. Same thing over here. The guy was coming with a claim, you raped my daughter. Meaning you owe me knas, you owe me bullshit, you owe me begam. The guy did not everything. All right, so put the knas off the table. Okay, because you get him on the guy. But get him on the bullshit and the begam. Similarly, I come to the guy, you owe me chatin, sorin, because I don't owe you anything. Then we find out really he didn't have chatin. Okay, so take him to the... So what, you go fit on other stuff. Similarly over here. Guy's coming, you owe me, you raped my daughter. What's part of it? Knas, bullshit, begam. It's the knas you get that. Okay, leave the knas because they can be more than the knas. Okay, but still, what's the you kofir on? So the chavra was the bishop on Sayyid Batur. Ela kiyata rabin amar rabi yohanan le devre rabi shimon knas u toveya velo boshet u pegam. Rabi hachamim av boshet u pegam u toveya. That's the machlokhide. What's the guy's main claim? When the father's coming along and saying, you raped my daughter, according to the bishimon, what is he asking for? For a fixed set price. Knas is a fixed price. How much is the knas? 50 shekelim. That's what. Bullshit and begam fluctuates based on how respectful the family is, how respectful the person is, the father. That's already, he's not coming for that. And his da'at is what? Give me my 50 coins. So when the guy comes along and says, I didn't do anything, he's being kofir on something he can have a hayev mishimwa anyway. Because you know, I'm a hayev mishimwa to begin on a knas. Hachamim say, no, when the guy's coming along, he's asking for everything. Why would he limit himself? He's not only asking for knas, he's asking for knas, for bosh, and a pegam. So even though you can't get the guy in the knas, but he was kofir on the other stuff. Again, the machloket is, what's the father's ikar claim? The bishlon's the father's ikar claim is what? The set item, the knas. Therefore, when the guy was kofir, what was he kofir on? A knas. Kofir on knas, you're not chayav anyway. But she'enker, according to Hachamim, what were you coming on? You were coming on the knas and the bullshit and the pegam. So even though you can't get me on the knas, you get me on the bullshit and the pegam. It might come a thingy. What's the machloket? There's a logic now. Amar papa, Rabbi Shimon said, "Lo shevik inish midi de kayetz v'tabam midi de lo kayetz." Right? A guy doesn't leave something that's not set and go claim against something that is not set. The knas is set already, so mistamad. That's what the guy is. They're claiming. And according to the other rabbi, exactly. The guy's not going to claim something that this guy can get out of it anyway by being modeh. His claim is going to be on something that is going to stay in the test. And what's going to stay in the test? Moshe and Pegam. which is according to, there's two ways of looking at it. The Beit Shimon looks at it, the main thing the guy's going to claim is the set thing. You owe me from, I'm butchering, you need assessments for that. I'm coming for the Knas. So then you were kofir on the Knas. Goodbye, go home, patur. According to the Beit Hanabanan, what do they look at it? I'm not going to come and claim you an item that you yourself can get yourself patur on. Why should I claim you on something you can get yourself out of by being modeh? My claim to you is on the item that you'd be stuck on. So if my car claim was what? Boshin and Pegam. You will kofir Boshin and Pegam. That's a monetary item. And if we're going to be Hayav Shevuah. Let's read the Rashi's over here. Yeah, straightforward. Really all straightforward. Okay, Adran Alach. Shevuah Tapikadon. That finishes the Perek of Shevuah Tapikadon. We must begin the next Perek, starting from the new Mishnah. Okay. What do we have over here? Oh, we're discussing now Modebe Miksat. Okay, let's start a bit. Shivuot Dayanim. There's certain Shivuot that are called Shivuot Dayanim. What does Shivuot Dayanim mean? That's a Shivuot that Bedin is Mechayev, a guy that's Modebe Miksat. What does Modebe Miksat mean? Hey, you owe me 100. I don't owe you 100, I only owe you 50. That's Modebe Miksat. I do owe you, but I don't owe you what you're saying I owe you. So the deen is that guy now has to make a shivua. That's called shivuat dayanim, or we call modeh b'miksat ata'ana. So now the Gemara Mishnah explains shivuat dayanim. Now ata'ana shtei kesef. Okay, we're going to get into now coins. Shtei kesef. You owe me 2 coins. So I want to write it down just so I could say it. Yeah. Shtei kesef equals a third of a dinar. Yeah, one of those. Third of a dinar. Not on. Vahoda'a, the guy's modeh, b'sheveh peruta. He says, oh yeah, a peruta, which is modeh b'miksat. Okay, how much is a term of peruta? Okay, give you a shiv, doesn't matter. It's less than a third of a dinar, put it that way. Vahoda'a, b'sheveh peruta. But if the hoda'a, the admission is not from the same species or coins or money that he's coming to claim, so he's going to be patur. Here he claimed you owe me a third of a dinar, or you owe me shtei kesef, and he answered him peruta. Peruta also could be defined in kesef. So therefore, the admission is commensurate to the claim. You owe me this much kesef, I owe you that much kesef. But if his claim is in one denomination and he gives an admission in something else, it's not considered more than a mixat. How? Mishnah explains. Ketzan. Shtei kesef. Li biyadecha. It's a shtei kesef. Okay? Shtei kesef over here means silver bullion, silver hatikha, not the coins. Shtei kesef, a piece of silver that's worth 2 kesef. En lecha biyadi ela peruta. He comes along and says, he didn't say like the first case, shtei kesef was money. He said, I have a silver coin, a piece of silver is worth 2 kesef. He says, nah, I only owe you a peruta. Peruta is like a nechoshet, copper, a penny. Patur. So he's asking for silver, and he's coming along saying, I owe you a copper coin. Also, silver. Okay. First case, we're talking about also. Now, shtei kesef, however, if he's coming to say shtei kesef, which is money, like the first case, 2 silver coins, upruta li biyadecha, 2 silver coins, and a peruta you owe me, en chamidi en a peruta, hayav. Very good. That's why he's being modeh to something that the guy was claiming against him. If the guy was claiming what? A piece of silver that's worth 2, and he said, oh yeah, a copper coin, that's not considered modeh miksat. No. 2 silver coins and a peruta. And he said, only owe you a peruta. Okay, that's called the case of modeh miksat. Let's read that shina. Shivuat dayanim. Shadayanim mashpi'im ayedeh hoda'at miksat ta'ana. That's miksat ha-ta'ana, שלבדו עם מאשר יאמר כי הוא זה, that's what we learn from the פסוקים, כי הוא זה, זה פסוק, וכתב עליו ולקרם על הבית אלוהים, יגוש לבית דין, אם לא, שלא ידענו שהוא יסמיק שבועה, הטענה של שבועה באה על ידה לא תהיה פחות משתי כסף, אוקיי, וההודעה שחייבתו לי שבע לא תהיה פחות מפירותה, אוקיי, good, rules. Number one, the claim's got to be worth at least 2 kesef. And the hoda'ah's got to be at least worth a peruta. That's what we're learning also. There's minimums on the claim, and there's minimums on the admission. Okay, the Gemara will say, Shte kesef, shte ma'ot kesef. You're paying attention? You see, the first case was a shte. Shte is nekeva. Shte must be ma'ot. Money. Because ma'ot is nekeva. So shte kesef means shte ma'ot. 2 coins of kesef. En necha bedi ela peruta patur. She ena hoda'a mimina ta'ana. She zeh ta'ano kesef. Veze hoda'a lo nechoshet. Ugon shlo ta'anu lo shte ma'ot shel matbeya ela mishkalo. The case to where we gave him the weight. Im da'ano matbeya are hoda'a lo matbeya. He claimed the coin, he's claiming back a coin. It's coins and coins. He's claiming weight and he's claiming back coin. That's nothing. Shte kesef fruta. Kasava ta'anu chetinu sim hoda'a lo be'ahad mehim chayav. Okay. So he came along and tells me, you owe me 2 kesef plus a peruta. Okay, and he's coming like, no, I don't owe you 2 kesef, I just owe you a peruta. That's considered the modern mitzvah. Continue the Mishnah. Next case. Mane li biyadecha. You owe me a mane. Enecha biyadi. I don't owe you nothing. Patur. Because that's kofer hakol. When you deny the whole claim, you're patur. Mane li biyadecha, en li biyadi ela 50 dinar hayav. That's what they be miksat. Okay, that's straightforward. Next case. Mane le abba biyadecha. A guy was Yoresh's father. Inheritor comes. He says, you owe my father a mane. You owe him 100. And what does the guy say? En lecha biyadi ela 50 dinar. He says, I only owe your father 50. Patur, even though it's modem mixat, mepnei shehu kemeshiv aveda. Wow, because since the kid is not claiming his own claim, it's only claiming something that was owed to his father, so the nitba could come along and be kofer the whole thing. She was like, "That's the slow. What's the logic? What's the logic why a modem mixat has to make a shivua? Why did Torah say modem mixat?" When I come along and say you owe me 100, really want to deny the whole thing.
He
can't deny the whole thing because that doesn't deny when he's lent money. Because it's not nice. And Adam is with Baal Chovo. Therefore, just he owes the whole thing. We assume. That's claiming you owe me money. This guy over here, really, if he didn't have to swear, he'd come along and deny the whole thing. Why is he admitting half? Just because you know, he doesn't want to say face. So therefore, in that case over there, we make him make a shivua. That's only logic when it's the guy himself. The guy himself is doing the claiming. But when I say, you owe my father, this guy over here has no shame to say, I owe you nothing. Because not denying directly to the guy we borrowed the money from. So therefore, when he says half, he should be believed. The only way, normally, where we say the guy says half, he's not believed without a shivua, it's face to face. Because you're like, hey, you're a liar. You probably want to deny the whole thing, but you can't deny the whole thing because you want to say face, so therefore you said half, shivua. Mashiachin, when I'm saying half to somebody that's not my claim, the guy that's not the claim against me, so you can sort of tell the truth. Because if I wanted to, I would have said nothing. And I can get away with it. I'm not being raised by saying nothing because I don't owe you the money. If anything, when I say, oh yeah, I'm giving you a Shavat Aveda, I'm giving you something free back. So that's the name of it. Look at that she says, Mishuk Shavada, Shaya Yachun La'is Panav Lechfor. He couldn't have said, I don't owe you anything because it's to the father. In fact, he didn't have brazenness. It's like a guy returning an object. When I come along to you, I found your watch. Do I have to make a shivua that there wasn't 2 watches there? I don't have to come forward at all. Therefore, I'm the imam and I come along and say, I found your watch. Similarly over here, this guy's like Meshiv Aveda. He didn't have to, he could have denied the whole thing. When he comes along and says, oh yeah, he is the imam. Good? Okay, that's that case. Okay? Okay, one more case. Mane li biyadecha. You owe me 100. Amar lo en. He says yes. in front of witnesses, I owe you. The Mahar Amar Lo, Tenehuli. So, okay, give it to me. He says, Netativ Lecha. I gave it to you in between. I gave it to you already. Patur. He doesn't have to swear, doesn't have to pay, because that's Kofer HaKol. Even though he was Modir the day before this, Hayav Lo is Ne'eman to say that he paid him in between. It's a rule now. Which means Kofer HaKol. What's the reason why Kofer HaKol doesn't have to make a Shemur? Because if a guy's Kofer HaKol, he's Ne'eman. Because a guy normally would not be Kofer HaKol in front of somebody that left the money. If he's Kofer HaKol, he's Patur. Now this guy over here wasn't Kofer HaKol. The guy over here said what? I owe you the money. Now the next day, the guy comes and says, pay me. He says, I paid you already. So the deen is what? It's Patur v'Meshavuah. Because bottom line, we look at that as a Kofer HaKol. Even though the day before he was Modeh. But bottom line now, when he's asking for payment, we consider it like a Kofer HaKol. And therefore what? If he comes the next day and says, En Necha Biyadi, oh, that's a wise guy. He sotered himself. He says, I don't owe you anything. The first case, he's saying, I owed you, and he's, I paid you. The second day, this guy's coming and saying, En Necha Biyadi. He sotered what he said the day before. Then everybody's Hayav. Because when a guy, we have a rule like this. A person admits something in Bet Din on his own volition, it's like he admitted it in front of 100 witnesses. Hoda'ah is considered Hoda'at Atzmo is Kemeha Edim Dameh. When a guy's Modeh that he owes, it's like 100 witnesses saying he owes it, because nobody's better than the guy himself. So when a guy came into Beit Din the day before, I owe the money. That's like we have 100 witnesses that say he owes the money. Can a guy recant his testimony? Of course not. Guy comes next to the day to Beit Din. Where's my money? I don't owe you any money. You never lent money. You never lent me money. Well, yesterday you made a... So once he made a testimony in Beit Din the day before, you cannot recant it. Next case. Maneli biyadecha. Pay me. Owe me 100. Amar lo hen. He says yes. I'm chayav. Al tetenehu, he says. Ela biyadim. I don't want you to pay me only in front of witnesses. Make a stipulation for them. Lemachar amar lo tenehu. He says, okay, pay me. Next day he says, pay me. Netativ lecha. I gave it to you already. Hayav. This is a nikla teno biyadim. Very good. Since they made the stipulation, he's not the imam to say, I paid you. Because they made a stipulation with Edim. Okay. Mishnah continues. Litra zahav yeshli biyadecha. So the guy claims over here, you owe me a litra zahav. That's a golden coin. En lecha biyadi ela litra kesef. And he comes along and says, no, I owe you kesef. So the deen is patur. Because the law is that the claim and the denial have to be in the same item. He's claiming gold and he's denying or he's admitting silver. Gold and silver are two different coins. The Gemara is going to teach us it's got to be from the same species. It's got to be from the same type of coins. Dinar zahav yeshli biyadecha. So he says, Dinar zahav you owe me. En le, now, the dinar zahav is worth 25 silver coins. So he says, En lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef. So he says, either I only owe you dinar kesef, which is obviously less. Vetirisot upundiyot upruta. These are all different denominations that are obviously less than a dinar zahav. It says hayav. In that case, hayav was shakol min matbeya achat. That's all from the same denomination. That's all the same coins. So even though he asked for gold, a dinar, but it's a dinar. He asked for a dinar, so he says dinar zahav, and he says dinar kesef. So the other one was litra. You know, litra zahav and the litra of kesef are different. Masha'enkin, when it comes to a dinar, dinar is the same. Do we have a... yeah, that's not a coin. Litra is like a gold thing. So wait. These are coins. Dinar. You can use 100,000 $50 bill. No, litra is a weight. It's not a coin. Litra zahav is 10 ounces of gold.
Okay.
It's only 10 ounces of silver. That's already different. That's not a denomination. Here, $100 bill, only $50. He's saying it's a gold, will be like $100 bill, and he says only your silver, which is $50. It's less. But the point is, it's broken down in those denominations. So it's considered the same claim. Kur tibu'a li biyadecha. Biomi tevua, eni biyadi ella litech kitnit. I only owe you a litech, which is obviously less of kitnit. It is like legumes, beans, patur. Because obviously heita and kitniot is two different items. Kur perot li biyadecha. You owe me a kur of perot. En lecha biyadi ella litech kitnit. I only owe you a litech of kitnit. This is again legumes or beans. Hayav shekitniot bechlal perot. Good. Kitniot are included in perot, so therefore you can consider it the same claim. Ta'ano chetin. The guy came along and said, "You owe me chetin, wheat." Ve'oda lo b'se'orim, and he was more there that I owe you se'orim. Chetin and se'orim are different, and therefore the din is patur. Ve'Rabban Gamliel mechayev. Okay, that's the chadush of Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah, which I was going to go through explaining it. That he holds that the ta'ana does not have to be from the admission does not have to be from the ta'ana. So he says if he claimed them wheat and he admitted them in barley, so according to the Rabban Gamliel, that's considered already hayav.
So all these other cases?
Yes. They say that. When it says Rabban Gamliel mechayev, it's in all the cases that preceded as well. This is correct. Continue. Atoyin the Havero Bekadesh Shemin. Okay, the guy had a claim against his friend. You owe me Kadesh Shemin, barrels of oil. And the Mefarshim Shemin means barrels of oil that were full. Full barrels of oil. So it's a claiming of the barrels with the oil that's inside of it. The Odalo Bekankanim. The Mefarshim say the case is really talking about, or he claimed them Kankanim with oil in them. It's two cases over here. Barrels of oil with barrels of oil or kankanim of oil. Okay, so the din over here is, and what was he modeh? Let's say in the kankanim case, he wasn't modeh on the oil, but he was modeh on the kankanim. I owe you empty kankanim, empty jugs. So how do you look at this case over here? He's claiming basically the claim is oil and jugs, and he's claiming over here he's admitting on jugs and he's denying on the. On the oil. So it says, Edmon Omer, Edmon says, Oil ve'odalo miksat, mimina ta'ana, since he was modeh b'miksat of the ta'ana, because part of the ta'ana is his jugs. And he's coming along and saying, I owe you the jugs. Yishava, v'chamim omrim, en ha'odaa mimina ta'ana. Because when it comes to the jugs, they're not modeh b'miksat. On the jugs, they're coming along and saying, we owe it to you, it's kulo. When it comes to the oil, they're saying, kofer akol, well, you're nothing. So therefore, you don't have a modeh b'miksat case over there. Edmon looks at it as all one case. And therefore, it's all one item, and therefore, he's being modeh on part of it, he's being kofer on the other part of it. You can't give oil without a jug, so therefore, it's all together. It's all together. Right? You can't give a jug without it. Oil and the jug are considered together. So, Kazi Gabran says, Mishnah says, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ani, etevle Edmon. Rabban Gamliel says, I see Edmon. Edmon has the halacha. That's obvious that he holds like that because we just learned the Rabban Gamliel says you don't have to be modeh on the same item. He could be toin you wheat and you could be modeh in se'orim, and according to the Rabban Gamliel it's okay. So what does it mean? Meaning I see Edmon's logic that says that kankanim and oil are considered the same item. That when he said kankanim it's all considered one, and therefore when he was modeh on the jugs it's considered the same species. But really, according to Rabban Gamliel, even if it would be different items, I just see Edmon that looks at oil and jugs as one item. Ta'ano kelim ve'karkaot. Okay, now the guy claimed them, yomi kelim, vessels, and karkaot. Karkaot is a land. Ve'oda be'kelim. He was more there that he owes him the kelim. Ve'kafar be'karkaot. And he was kofer on the karkaot, on the real estate. Or the opposite. The karkaot, he was more there on the karkaot, the khafar bekelim patur. Why? Because the law is, there's no din of din of making a shivua when it comes to karkaot. The law of the modeh b'miksat ta'ana does not apply to karka, and therefore if the case was kelim and karkaot, and he was modeh on one and kofer on the other, so obviously he's going to be patur. Hodah b'miksat karkaot patur. This case over here is, let's say it was modeh on miksat karkot. I owe you part of the karkot on the karkot. This case over here is different because I could say karka and kelim are two different items. So two different, one item is modeh on, one item is kofer on. So if it's not a modeh miksat case, when he's modeh on, he's not kofer on. He's modeh on the kelim, he's kofer on the karka. When he's modeh on the karka, he's kofer on the kelim. That's like I said, modeh miksat. The second case is a big hadush. The second case is talking about where he's modeh b'miksat of the karka. I owe you part of the karka, and I don't owe you part of the karka. So in that case, still you patur. Why? Because karka is no shivua. However, b'miksat kelim hayav. But let's say the guy claimed him, you owe me kelim and karka. And he's modeh b'miksat on the kelim. I owe you some of the kelim and patur and some of the kelim. Then already he's hayav to make a shivua even on the karka. Why? Because we throw it in. שהנכסים שאין להם אחריות זוקקים את הנכסים שיש להם אחריות להישבע עליהם. The law is that we have what's called the גלגול שבועה. That once I'm making a שבועה on מטלטלין, this one מטלטלין drags in the קרקע also to make a שבועה. That's called נכסים שאין להם אחריות, that there's no liens on them, that's מטלטלין. They are gorer the nekasim sheesh the macharayut nishava alehem. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. En nishvaim al ta'anat chedesh shote v'katan. Okay, the ta'anat v'chedesh shote v'katan is like a ta'ana that you would swear for on it. Ve'em mashpim et ha'katan. And you're not mashpia ha'katan either. Aval nishvaim le'katan u'legdesh. Okay, what does that mean? Aval nishvaim le'katan u'legdesh. You swear to a katan, and you also make a swear to hegdesh. They cannot make you swear. But nishbaim, you swear to a katan and to hegdesh. That's what I will explain exactly what that is referring to. Okay, now we start the gemara. How do we make a shivua? This is again talking about shivuat adayanim. This is the case of modeh b'miksat. Guy comes to the Beit Din, you owe me 100. I only owe you 50. So when they're mixed, Allah is just to swear that he only owes him the 50, and then he is patur. So the Gemara now is going to give us procedure. How do they do this Shavua in Beit Din? What do they tell him? Echi mashbi'inan le'amar Rabbi Yehuda amarav. Mashbi'in oto b'shavua ha'amura b'Torah. They make him swear in the Shavua that's written in the Torah. Dichtiv v'ashbi'acha b'adonai Elohe ha'shamayim. Sounds like you have to make him swear in the name Yudke Vavke, Mashbiacha Bashem, just like it's written in the Torah. Amar le Rabbi Nelan Bashem, Keman, who's that going like? Rabbi Hanina Bar Idi, the Amar Ba'inan Shen Amiyuhad. That we learned already on the Flamed He, that why? That according to Rabbi Hanina Bar Idi, the Shivua has to be done Davka in the Shem Yudke Vavke. We had a Machloka, Rabbanan held even in the Kinui. Even Bishem Hanun, Virachum, Erechapayim, and all those other names. But from this Gemara that's saying that you have to make him swear in the name of the Torah, that's Mashma, Davka, Yudke, Vavke, that's Mashma, Davka, Kontem Hanabi. Amar le, Afilutema, Rabbanan, Da'amninam, or Da'amri Bekinui. Can this can even be going like the Shita of the rabbis that say you can make him swear in one of the Kinuim? Venavka mina, Sarich le et pushe, Hefsa, Biyade, Uchteraba. That would have said v'ashbiyah ched. You have to make him make a swear like it's written in the Torah. That's like a bit that you have to hold on to something. Yeah. Exactly. No, hold on to an item, like hold on to a sefer Torah, hold on to a swear on a tefillin. Just like we saw Avraham Avinu that he made Eliezer hold on to his thigh, which is next to the Brit Milah, which is the Bar Kadosh. That's called nekitat hefetz. That's what it means when it says you have to swear him according to the Torah. Not that you have to use the name of the Torah Yudke Vavke. You could swear him on any of the kinnuim. Shout out like the Torah that he has to hold on to something holy at the time that he's making the shivuah. She says that Moshe Asak Kamar or Sefer or Tefillin, Kavraham that Vesile Eliezer Brit Mila. Malik Eliezer held on next to the Brit Mila. That's what it means over there. Uchtrabad Amarava Hai Dayana. Ava says this judge the Ishba Bashem Eloi Hashamayim. Naase Kemi Shetaa Bedvar Mishnah VeChozer. Rashi. A judge that just makes the swearing b'lo yashamayim velo et viso hefes. He didn't make him hold on to something holy at the time of the shivua. Naasa ketoeb et bar mishnah. That's a big mistake. That's a gross mistake that's made by the judge, and therefore do over. The case is not hal. The shivua is not hal. The case is not. You got to start it all over again. Va'pagav do otzal mishnah shemata rabam v'alei kedvre mishnah. Even though it's not really in the mishnah. They call it a Devar Mishnah because it was a clear statement of Rava. Shemata Deravi, it's a statement of Rav. Darei Kedvar Mishnah. A statement of Rav is like Mishnah because the Gemara says that To'e B'Devar Amuraim. If a person makes a mistake on something that's explicit by the Amuraim, Chozer, Normally we say sometimes, whatever was done, the mistake was done, and the judge has to compensate from his own pocket. Here we say, no, it's do over, it's mistrial. Why? Because the judge did not make the guy hold on to something when he made the shivua. That's called nekitat hefetz. And even though it's not a mishnah, he said, but even to ebed var amuraim, like that, it's because to ebed mishnah. Amara papa, hay dayana, the ashba betefilin. Even if the judge makes the guy hold a pair of tefillin at the time of the shivua, na'asa kemisha ta'a betvar mishnah behozir. Amazing. Even tefillin is not enough. It has to be a simple Torah. And if he made the guy hold on a pair of tefillin, it's tried betvar mishnah, and the case is tried over again. The Gemara says, v'ilcheta kivate derava. The halacha follows rava. That what? That you have to hold on to something. And if you don't hold on to something, it's not considered a trial. However, v'ilet ilcheta kivate derav papa. But the halakha does not follow the papa, that even if you held tefillin, we can say it's okay. The papa said tefillin is not okay. But let it get back to the papa when it comes to that. He'll get back to the rabba. The halakha follows the rabba. Because he didn't hold on to anything. If you don't hold on to anything, it's considered a good case. However, when it gets back to the papa, because one might yell something, even tefillin is considered holding something. However, the Gemara says, Shivua me'omid. Shavua is made thin. The guy that's making the Shavua is thin. Tamid HaChacham Yoshev. Tamid HaChacham, when he's making the Shavua, the Kavod of Tamid HaChacham, he's able to sit at the time of the Shavua. Shavua B'Sefer Torah. A normal guy, when he makes a Shavua, he's going to be holding on to a Sefer Torah. Tamid HaChacham, Lechem Tehillah B'Tefillin. But Tamid HaChacham, Da'afka Lechem Tehillah, they make him only Tefillin. Why? As she says, B'Sefer Torah, regular guy B'Sefer Torah, Ba'af, Agav, Duchim, Nadeh, Lo, Kera, Papa. Even though we said, you don't go like a Papa. You can make a guy hold Tefillin. Lechem Tehillah, Mi HaSefer Torah, Ba'ina. U'bedorotenu, Batlu HaRishonim, Shavua, De'oraita. The rabbis already took away this Shavua. We don't do this today, this Shavua. Lefish on Shagadol. It's a big onus if somebody's going to make the Shavua b'sheker. Leteknu legzor al-arur ba-asara. They make a harem on the guy. But today we don't make the Shavua. As she says, they just put a harem on in front of 10 people. That I'm an arur bo Shavua. Arur is considered like a Shavua, but it's not a Shavua that has this punishment. Tamir Acham, da'idu lechitab tefidim tekevodo. Exactly. Tamir Acham, what we trust, is not lying. So you don't have to intimidate him by holding a Sefer Torah. It's enough that he holds a pair of tefillin. That's already considered enough. That's the kavod that we give to Tamir Acham, that we only make him carry a tefillin. Baruch Allah. Amen.